We're now going to do a socially distanced conversation for you to listen to. Like, so I'm sorry I'm standing above you here, but it's all part of the social distance, and the mic's here. So I've got to stick around. So David is a member of Abbotsham Baptist Church. So David, I've just got four questions for you here. Okay, so when did you become a Christian and how did it happen?
Is this working all right? So I became a Christian when I was 18. There was a long lead up to that. I would say I came from a good family. My mother's here, but not a Christian family. During my primary school years, we went to church and Sunday school, and then at secondary age, it was very much up to us. And I think I might say I was the only one who wanted to carry on going. Then I would say I had 6 years of sort of exploring my beliefs on my own, really, and went in and out of church a bit. And then through Christian friends and a Christian teacher, explored it a lot more in that last year, leading up to 18, when I made my personal commitment. I knew I believed, and I felt I understood enough. And then my teacher friend explained, that's fine, but at some point you have to commit to what you believe in. And that's what I did.
Great. Thank you, David. So that led on to baptism, I believe. Is that true?
Yes.
So why did you choose to be baptised?
So 18 I became a Christian. I went to university. In my second year, I ended up... I went to different churches. I very much believed, as a Christian, I had the right to go to any Christian church. That's what I believed then. I wasn't tied to any denomination. But I ended up in a Baptist church in Leeds. And they had a series on baptism based on the Bible. And they explored all the different references to baptism in the Bible. And I didn't feel under any pressure at all. I didn't think they pressurized the little group that were doing this. But it became something that I wanted. I felt personally I wanted to be baptized as a statement of my beliefs. Even though I knew what my beliefs were, it felt right. I felt the Bible was telling me that it was right to be baptized as a believer. And it is also an opportunity as a public statement. The baptism services I'd been to at the church tended to be quite packed with people. So the congregation came and people invited people in, and it was a very public affair. And I think the bottom line for me at that age was that Jesus chose to be baptized, and I felt challenged by that. Why am I not choosing this? So for those different reasons, it felt very right.
Great. Thank you, David. So how long have you been a member of Abbotsham Baptist?
So I travelled around England and the world a bit. And I ended up here. Well, I mean, Sarah and I came here in 1991. We settled in Biddeford. And we ended up here very soon after, actually. We decided we would go to every church in the Biddeford area and then decide where God wanted us. So the first week we went to one church, and the second week we came here, and we never went anywhere else.
Right.
So... because it felt right. So we probably came a member in about 93, I think.
Yeah.
Thereabouts. Yes. A long time ago.
Yeah.
Making me feel old now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But it's really interesting, and thank you for being so open about it all. So since 1993 to 2022, it's the odd year or two, isn't it? So I'm hoping that there would have been blessings from... you've gained from being a member of the church.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, no, I it felt the right thing at the time, and clearly has been the right thing. I think as a member I've been blessed in many ways, probably ways that I don't even realise. And thinking back to that time, I think I wanted to become a member because Sarah and I had been coming here for a while, and it was great. Being part of a congregation was great, especially having travelled and been to, you know, a church one week, a church another week. It was great to be settled. And as a member of the congregation, you are very much part of the church. But I wanted to take that next step into being a member of the church, because as I realized, a church like this, as you alluded to, we are independent. We make decisions, we run the church. We're not part of a national organization that's telling you what to do all the time. And it felt right to be part of that process. I think at that time I felt it was a statement for me saying, yes, I think I'm here to stay. So I want to be a member to show my commitment, and to be more involved in it, really. And so, yes, so that happened, and that was a blessing. You can be very involved as a member of the congregation, but you can be even more involved as a member. Obviously, we have to have membership meetings, and we do have membership meetings. So it was great to learn about how decisions get taken. So how do we reach decisions in big decisions, small decisions? That's where they're taken. And it's been, and still is, very important for me to be part of that. Not necessarily part of making decisions, but part of understanding what needs to happen and what could happen and the direction we're going in. And that shared leadership is very important to me, that as a member, you're all leading the church in whatever direction we feel is right. And I think, again, as a member of the congregation, you can give a lot to the church, and people do. But if you're in membership, you have more opportunities, because you see more need and hear about it. Therefore, you can say, oh, I could help with that. So I think there's times when I've given, and giving is a blessing. And there's plenty of times when I've received as well. And again, hopefully as our church, we give to anyone who comes our way that has need. But within the membership, you're going to hear more about what's needed. Yeah. And I've had very needy times when the church has been fantastic and supported me, supported our family, which I think would have happened anyway, whether I was a member or not. But it felt more natural as a member. I think I would find it harder to accept help if I wasn't part of something. Whereas being committed, you sort of feel, well, yes, you give at times and you receive at others. So that in itself has been a tremendous blessing. So we've felt very supportive for the 20-odd years, and it's felt very much the right thing.
That's terrific. Thank you, David. That's really helpful. And didn't that reflect a lot on that reading we had, didn't we, from Acts, about that people living with a real sense of community? Those who were in need got need. Those who had gave. You know, it's great that you should just talk so openly about that, David. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. So as a church, we're building God's kingdom, aren't we? As the Lord works through us and calls us and speaks to us. So we're going to sing about that now. We're going to sing another quite well-known song, but more modern. It's For I'm Building a People of Power.